I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. In Spain, the remains of a town famous for its heroic resistance to Rome's legions 2,100 years ago is facing another threat, real estate developers. Local and regional officials want to build factories just a few hundred yards from Numantia, but a handful of preservationists led by an aristocrat claim the project is a crime against history, and they're fighting to stop it. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Numantia.
The ruins of Numantia rest atop a grassy hill. Visitors can see the original foundations of stone houses, the outlines of streets, and the reproduction of part of the village's defensive perimeter wall. On this day, Numantia is closed to visitors, but a neighbor has a key to the back gate. That neighbor is Amalio Marichalar, the Count of Ripalda. Numantia happens to lie on the Count's estate. His family donated the ruins to the local government years ago in return for its protection. Now the Count says he feels betrayed by the government's plan to build an industrial park right next door. He says saving Numantia from this project is as important to him as conquering the town was to the Roman army.
130 years before Jesus Christ, Numantia was took by the Romans after 20 years of different battles. All generals lose the war here till finally the famous Escipión el Africano came here because was for the Romans it was essential to took Numancia, no? Was their last city in Spain, in the Hispania. No?
Escipión is Scipio in English. He was no ordinary commander. Son and grandson of famous generals, Scipio destroyed Carthage, Rome's great rival, in 146 BC. 13 years later, in front of Numantia, Scipio realized he couldn't take the small but well-protected city by assault.
And then he decided to make 7 camps surrounding the city of Numantia. And we can see here the 7 camps with a wall surrounding those 7 camps, and then deciding to close all kind of access and water and meal and all these things, no?
Scipio aimed to starve the town into submission. Just 400 yards beyond where those Roman camps sat, on a tree-lined ridge in the town of Soria, lies the proposed site of the government's industrial park. Carlos de la Casa represents the regional government of Castilla y León, which will finance the $50 million project. He says it will bring much-needed jobs to the region.
Hace unos años, la ciudad de Soria.
He says a few years ago, the city hall of Soria found that it didn't have land for industrial use. That meant that companies were setting up shop in other municipalities. Soria asked us for financial help and went looking for land. Others say rows and rows of buildings will destroy views of the countryside from Numantia's hilltop. Those views of the rolling green hills, the river Duero, the mountain of Las Ánimas, inspired some of Spain's most famous writers, from Cervantes to Antonio Machado. But de la Casa says there is no law that protects distant views or the visual integrity of the horizon. Besides, he adds, the government's job is not to decide what's in good taste, but to follow the law. But in fact, there are laws, both in this region of Spain and at the European level, designed to protect the view of the countryside around protected sites. Begonia Bernal is a history professor at the University of Burgos and an expert on heritage sites. She calls the government's industrial park pure land speculation. She says they'll use it for their real purpose, to build vacation homes with the idea of selling them. Bernal and the Count of Ripalda don't have a lot of people on their side, at least not yet, but they say they'll keep fighting. In the year 123 BC, a year after the Roman commander Scipio's siege began, desperate residents were faced with starvation or surrender. Legend has it they burned their homes and committed suicide. Today, the name Numantia is virtually synonymous with resistance, sort of the Spanish equivalent of Remember the Alamo. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Numantia, Spain.